Dave Moore on Today FM.
So today, I nearly didn't make it here.
Okay, what happened?
So I got a car. I have a new car. Everybody that knows me, they call it a Jason.
Oh, right.
Things just happen to me.
So you've done a Jason.
Yeah, I've done a Jason. And what's happened is if my dad's not alive anymore, but if he even see me attempting most of my Jasons, he'd be straight in going, well, what are you doing?
Jason Byrne can now tell his it's sad clown story.
Well, it's not sad as in like, oh my God, God help him. It's more kind of, oh, you dope.
Well, let's go with it anyway.
Yeah, so I got a new car, right?
Good work.
Which took me a long time to get. So getting a new car, by the way, is so miserably tough.
When you say took a long time to get, is that because it had to be robbed first?
No.
Replated, shipped to Romania, back again, and then you got it?
No, I just don't know much about cars.
Okay, right.
So I kept getting in the wrong one. And every time I got in a car and I was test driving it, this noise was made a lot about. All the people trying to send me cars were like, I wouldn't know. You need, like, what the?
Really?
You know? Yeah, diesel. I kept just saying diesel because you travel a lot.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I got the diesel. But I don't know much about cars. So I ended up with a Cupra. And where I live in Ashbourne, the front of the house is, there's no driveways. They're all kind of terraced houses.
You're kind of on the path.
But there's grass in front of the house.
Oh.
There was no parking last night when I came in.
Stop.
So I said, I'll just bring it up on. You can bring it up onto the green in the summer. It's normally fine.
Right, but in the winter time.
So I brought it up, and it was a bit skiddy when I parked up last night. And then I went to leave the house to get here this morning. You know what I mean? And I got the wheel spinning. No, front wheel drive. That's how I found out it was front wheel drive.
Because it was front wheels that were spinning.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't have known. So I did it, Jason. If my dad was there, he'd be going, don't be putting that up on the grass, you know, because the grass takes the moisture and it sinks.
And you get stuck.
And then what did I keep doing? I kept trying to reverse it. I kept trying to go forward. I kept trying to reverse it. So what was I doing? Digging it in. And then my neighbours came out and they helped me with boards and a jack. And
loads
of brilliance.
There's one thing you can always do. Now, usually it's for snow, but you can do it in wet, sludgy grass as well. Now, it will cost you your car mats, but if you take your mats out from the car and put them under the wheels, it gets grip on the car mats. And write that down.
I'm going to just write that down now.
Jason,
since I'm here,
Jason has a pen and paper. He doesn't deal with phones and voice memos and sending himself calendar reminders.
No.
It's pen and paper territory.
It's pen and paper for comics. Because at any moment, misery can strike. So we don't have time.
What's on the back of that pen? That doesn't look like...
Oh, there's a shopping list there.
Okay, give us a list. What's in your shopping list?
Bread, sliced rolls, chicken, crispy goujons, dinner milk, and dad...
Dinner milk?
Dinner.
No. Dinner milk. Our Cahill, who works on the show here, is the biggest culture I know, and he has dinner milk.
Pint. But that was dinner milk, and then it has dad butter.
Dad butter?
Yeah, because I've got stents. They love that misery in the shows as well.
When you go on about your heart and your health and your near-death experiences.
And can I just say, look, my dad's not around anymore, but he had the absolute, you know, the secret to life was don't move around too much.
Oh, I love your dad.
Just sit up. So all my injuries, my whole body is connected to trying to be fitter. I had the cartilage taken out of my knee because I was always a runner, right? My arm fell off in the sea because I was swimming. It did in Australia. Because Des Bishop went, come on, man, the waves are big. Let's get in. I got in, arm fell off. Right? Dislocated.
You have to give me more details on arm fell off.
It dislocated.
Dislocated your arm.
Yeah. Because I put up, my arm went up high in the air, right? Yeah. And I had a boogie board connected to it.
And it went like a sail and just
clocked it around. And Des just could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
Because he kept going, I told you to dive through the wave. I went, no, you didn't. And he goes, what do you mean no? And he goes, but it doesn't matter. I should have went through the wave. I tried to push the wave away with both my fists.
You tried to push the power of the sea.
In Australia.
Yes, the ocean. Yeah,
massive
clever
waves. And I said, oh my God, that wave must have been 15 feet. At the same time, Des was telling the same story at the Australian Comedy Festival, by the way, in a different room, saying the wave was 1 foot. Because he goes, Jay, you know it's measured from the tip, from the water to the top above. It's not measured from where you're standing. And I was like, it's not.
Dad butter. So your butter then is it like cholesterol low?
Yeah, which is just another one. My dad, that's another noise my dad would have made. Sure, what do you have?
What are you eating that for?
What are you doing that for?
Just eat butter.
Sure, you have butter. And then who says all of a sudden? Yeah. And he goes, and what's this crack with the water not out of the tap? He goes,
I have to agree with him again on
82
that.
82 years of age he lived to, by the way. Oh, by the way, he also predicted his own leaving of the earth, which is amazing. Yeah, he went, I'll be out of here now in 82. Bish bash, gone.
Wow.
And he was bish bashed. And then we had, you know, like, I remember like, even like when that was when the COVID hit after that.
Yeah.
And there was Elwyn saying to me, oh, you know, look, obviously when all the social distance was done.
Sure.
Don't worry,
sure.
Everybody phoned in. Was that we said, oh, your dad, it's great that he went before it, because he wouldn't have been able to go to the pub and he wouldn't be able to, you know, go up to the shops, and he just wouldn't have liked all this. And I remember saying to Alan, going, I'm pretty sure he'd prefer to be alive than this utter misery that you're putting in front. Can you imagine what an Irish thing to say? Yeah. Oh, he wouldn't have liked this. Yeah. Oh, being dead's great crack.
Being dead's way better than having to social distance, wear a mask and not go to the pub for a few weeks.
I call those Elwyns. I've been doing my show now. And I was in Tally the other night going, does anybody know these Elwyns? And I called them, they're Irish Dementors. Do you remember the Dementors?
The Dementors in Harry Potter.
Yeah, they suck the soul out of you.
Yeah, the Irish Elwyns.
Yeah. So there's the happy people in front of them wondering why they're getting more sad as they're talking to them. And they're literally going, oh, your father wouldn't look like that at all. He wouldn't have looked. And you're going, why is the soul coming out of my chest? And then you leave all bent and miserable. And the Dementors from Dublin have gotten you.
You've got shows. You've got a rake of them in April.
Yeah.
So the National Opera House in Westford on the 12th of April.
Oh, yeah.
You've an extra day in the Everyman in Cork on the 25th.
Yeah, there's extra days thrown
everywhere.
People apparently need a laugh.
They do. And the 24th of April, Friday night, INEC in Killarney. Yeah. What's the show called?
It's called Jason Bourne Head in the Clouds.
Is that an accurate description of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because it was like that in school, you know, that's what I was. But this is a mad thing. Like, teachers used to go, you're a daydreamer, you got your head in the clouds, yeah. You're not focusing, but, you know, that's a good thing.
Yes, look at it. It is. In the world of creatives, it's the best thing.
You know, actually, there's a brilliant guy called Sir Ken Robinson. His book is called The Element, and he got a knighthood for this.
Wow.
Because he was trying to tell everybody that every child in school is different. Stop teaching them all the same maths, the same geography. That's not fair, right? And then he said a brilliant thing, which I went, oh, yeah. Which was, he said, every single child's intelligence is like your fingerprints.
It's all
every
neat.
Single child is different. And how you can, and so he battled. And you know what he did? I love this little story of his. This is such a great one. Now, he said also as well that our children, and this is like kind of what, you know, why people like to go to stand up and all.
Yeah.
Because we guess in school we get the you know, our not immaturity, but more of our kind of inner child
fun stuff.
And it's educated out of us.
Okay.
That's what he kept saying.
Right.
So stop educating us out of
children.
You
think stand up then puts a little bit of that back into
us. Yeah. And people can go and just be like, people get up on stage with me, right? And I have a thing called the fruit and veg game.
Yeah.
And I never thought it would work, but it's so funny.
Like
one guy gets into an anxiety blanket.
Right.
You'll have to look that up.
Okay.
I was trying to buy a dog blanket off Temu and I got an anxiety blanket instead.
Okay.
That's what it was.
It's one of those weighted ones.
No. You just get in it. You cocoon in it.
Right,
it's real light and you can cocoon in it.
Nice.
So I put a guy in that and then I get fruit and veg and I pass it into him. And he has to push it through, and then another guy has to guess what it is by feeling it, while another guy does fruit and veg game show theme music. And it is ridiculous. And I enjoy it because I watch them being silly. They enjoy being silly. And it doesn't matter. I could have like a doctor, a bin man. It doesn't matter who's up there. Yeah. Everybody is going.
Childlike state.
Yeah. So the lovely child thing that Sir Ken Robinson said, which I thought was a lovely story, he said, we can't be taking this out of us because we're so amazing to have it in us, that he went to see his child in a play, it was a nativity play now,
right.
It doesn't matter,
it's
a Christmas story, it doesn't matter. And his child was one of the kings, the wise men. And one kid, had to do the line, I went, I've brought gold, right?
Yeah.
And then the other one went, I brought myrrh. And then his child just came up, just wasn't thinking about, Frank sent this. So, isn't that brilliant?
Frank.
Yeah, Frank sent this. And the kid didn't even flinch.
No, of course not.
But like, it's good. We do have to be mature in our jobs. But
well,
like,
yeah. But you're right, though. You have to take it seriously in terms of what you want to do. But it shouldn't be serious if it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, you know, there's like, There is a play. They call it play. You know, adults will play.
Right.
In a job like this, you can't be out there skipping around. You'll just annoy everyone, especially Irish people.
Yeah.
I mean, Irish people, you know, they don't like that. Well, that's another Dementor thing, though.
Yeah.
You should be as miserable as me.
What's the... You've mentioned your dad a few times, right? Your dad's... Oh, yeah. The maddest story I ever heard you tell about your dad is the story about Guinness blowing up and him being down the pub and losing his life. It's an amazing story. I'm sure you've heard it. If you haven't, look it up. It's brilliant. What's the maddest thing that's ever happened to you?
What?
What's the maddest thing...
No, I mean what?
...that's ever happened to Jason Byrne?
Maybe on stage. Well, it wasn't a mad one, but it only happened on Monday.
Okay, on Monday. Amazing.
No, but it's not even... Well, it's not... It's just... I didn't know. It's just me again.
Go on, Jason. Go on.
I'm in a boxing ring.
Yeah.
In the Leicester Comedy Festival in Leicester, obviously.
Sorry, are you boxing?
No, we're in a boxing ring. It's the UK Pun Championships. So I referee it, and two people come in either side, and they pun off.
Other, right?
Puns, whatever, you know, the puns, right? And I was getting people around the ring to pick out the subjects out of a bucket.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So I'm going, here, get this, pick this. You get up, you. And he goes, you're a fella, right, one side. I went, pick it again, get up. And he's not even reacting to me. I'm going, come on, get up. And nothing. And then the guy comes up beside him to me and goes to say, and he comes up to me and he's with him. And he goes, he's blind.
Oh, my God. And you're trying to get him to pick out
a
bucket.
And I was going, what are you doing? I can't believe you're just sitting there staring at me. And there was 1,000 people.
They obviously didn't also know he was blind. Great. Before I let you go, we are doing a thing on Today FM, the 100 greatest Irish songs ever.
Yes.
What do you think is the... What's the one that means the most to you, do you think?
Yeah, so years ago I used to go to gigs all the time.
Good, I still do.
Like £5 I used to have.
Oh, stop.
I'd come in on the bus from Ballantyre, £3 into the New Inn.
Yeah.
Do you remember the New Inn?
Yeah.
Smiley Bulger was the guy who used to run it.
Yes, used to run them all.
And then a pound back out again. I used to watch the Big Geraniums and I can't remember like loads of other ones. But the Stunning, it was one of the biggest bands that came up into the centre of Dublin then.
Yeah.
So me and my mate Kieran, PJ Gallagher and
no
all
used to
go
in.
We used to go in and watch them in the Olympia.
So,
I mean, whenever they were on, we were like in like a shot.
Okay, so like the way people now would go see the Coronas do the Christmas shows pre Christmas in the Olympia, Gavin James doing his whatever, picture this and three ring, whatever.
So
you would have gone bang,
stunning. But I did see a lot of other bands though, so don't worry. So I know,
I'm not offending anybody.
You can
worry.
Always hear, poor old Tom from Something Happens always going, and what about, we did see them as well, Tom. Don't worry. Of course we've seen them.
And Emotional Fish were also there.
Emotional Fish as well. Oh my God, they were
Okay, so tell me then, what is the song from The Stunning?
So I was trying to have a thing because I love the whole album. They used to play out the whole album. I mean, we were literally just singing our hearts out. But Heads Are Gonna Roll.
Oh, Heads Are Gonna Roll.
Yeah, it's one that, because the Brewing Up A Storm, I think, was in the new Guinness documentary or movie thing.
In fact, I was talking to Steve Wall about that. I think that will be top 10. But Heads Are Gonna Roll.
Yeah, people go, oh my God.
Yeah, I remember that.
Such a good tune. And I was a big Pixies fan, Sonic Youth, all of them. There was so many guitar pumping out of Stunning.
Legend. Absolutely brilliant. Great choice. Jason Byrne is touring all over the place. Where's the website or Instagram?
It's jasonbyrne.ie, which Chris Evans calls it the Irish internet.
The Irish internet. There you go.
Don't worry. I got him in a headlock, lads. Don't worry. Dragged him across his desk. No, I didn't. I just went, ha ha.
JL, thanks so much.
Listen, I'm going off for more misery.
Yeah.
I'll have loads of misery coming. Story.
Dave Moore on Today FM.